Star Walker Studios presents Game Master's Journey, your multidimensional RPG podcast. Hello, fellow gamer. Welcome to episode 312 of Game Master's Journey. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker. On this show, we discuss the craft and the art of game mastering. I've been running RPGs for over 34 years now, and I produce this show in the hopes that you can benefit from my experience, my triumphs, and my mistakes. So in this episode, we are continuing my D&D campaign, actual play of my campaign, Blood of the Avatars. We are picking up right where we left off in episode 311. So this is the second half of that game session. And yeah, I did all the introduction to it in episode 311, so I assume you've heard all that, so I'm not going to repeat it. And so without further ado, let's move on to the adventure.
Does anyone else have the Seal Rift spell?
No.
I'm gonna make a scroll of Seal Rift.
I can't read it, but I can use it.
Right, I was gonna say, Lex, what classes can use the spell Seal Rift? Is that wizards or who?
No, really, any of you could, because those spells are on everybody's spell list.
Okay.
Oh, so I don't need to make a scroll of that?
Well,
we have to spend. Like, whenever we level up, we will have to, like...
Yeah, say, unless they've chosen that spell.
Yeah, I have to choose the spell to learn it.
Yeah,
but since it's on their list, they can use the scroll.
Yeah, okay, if you do, so the scroll, I will make this call of that. And then you don't have to spend any resources to learn it.
And alternatively, since Beer spends slots and doesn't regain them, you can actually bolster them by making scrolls to mitigate the loss of
slots. Yeah,
slots.
I feel like it's already pretty OP to have a copy of myself.
The clone just pulls out a Rolodex and flips through and be like, that one.
Well, the reason I asked if you'd ever bought that stuff before, Fear, is, or Danielle's, because the way I do it is I just have you record how much you spent. I don't deal with, you know, what the thing is.
It makes logical sense that a wizard would be prepared for that. Danielle's just not used to being a wizard. So I think I would like
to. Or maybe you did and you don't remember.
Because I did go back to town. I was away. So when I was there.
Didn't you make scrolls once before? I thought you made a scroll before. Maybe not.
I found some scrolls, but I don't know that I created them.
Okay.
But we've been, I looked back, we've been doing this since 2017.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, there's a teleportation, a secret teleportation circle outside the Mythal of Alandria, and you know the runes for that, Danielle.
Yep.
So does the ship have a teleportation circle?
Yes.
Okay, then I can just go there.
And that's 100%. Why, Manny, is to avoid this whole, what we've been talking about, is I was like, nope, there's a circle on the ship, so we don't have to worry about it.
I just go there.
Manny's becoming a real rules lawyer this week.
That's right. What's going on, bro? Gotta keep them sharp.
So... yeah, well, if someone's going on a shopping trip, is there anything else you guys want to get?
Some new underwear.
How much money do we have? What's our budget?
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. I currently have over 100 platinum just kicking around.
When I was keeping track, our party total was 47,813.
I don't think we've been in a position to where we've actually accrued anything since then. So,
So that's how much we have. I spent 5,000 to make a scroll of Seal Rift.
Is that counting?
So we have 42,000.
Danielle, do you know?
Yes, that includes gems. Oh, I made an Excel spreadsheet to calculate the
It converts to gems and everything.
Thank you.
It's very good. I know you had like a quartermaster that we could check in with Lex.
Yeah.
That had like number of items that we could purchase from them.
Yes.
Are they? Do you still have that list around, or?
I probably have the old one. I haven't updated it.
No worries. I'm trying to think about what we could get.
Like really boring would be like my armor is like plus one.
Cool. I mean, at this point, I'm kind of willing to let you guys get what you want, unless you want something really out there, which I don't need. I mean, you guys are.
You've already given us out there.
Yeah. And especially if, you know, you can give them time to, you know, even if, like, if you want, I don't know, a ring of protection and they didn't have one, then they could probably get one within 5 weeks or whatever.
Oh, that would not be bad. A cloak of protection for Larissa.
Yeah.
I have one. It's pretty great.
Anything to get my AC above 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Larissa's at 15, so.
Yeah. I get 19, but that's mostly due to dexterity.
Yeah, that's why she focuses on trying to beguile her enemies to not touch her and to not.
If I can be a little meta, just in case people would like time to think about what they want or whatever, I will say that there will be an opportunity to do this kind of stuff before shit goes down for real. So.
Oh, okay.
So cool. In the future, you will have a chance to do like shopping and whatnot. If you want to, I mean, you can get whatever you want now, but if you want some time to think about what you want, like you will get another opportunity.
We can get tattoos.
Oh, can we get matching tattoos?
We can get magical tattoos that actually have something on there.
Magic like, dragon tattoos.
I mean, or you could just get tattoos. Like matching tattoos.
Of rose.
Oh, rose bush.
But exactly.
Not rose bush.
I'm going to get a busty sailor lady on my arm.
Get a I save the world at the world axis tattoo.
And all I got was a tattoo of the rose bush
on my armpit.
I'm gonna get a Chinese symbol, but since nobody knows Chinese in this world, it's
just
whatever I say it is. Cool. Yeah. What does that mean? Oh, it means Steve. I don't know what Steve means.
Any tattoo? Any Chinese mystical tattoo, which I'm very certain most tattoo artists just write whatever they think. Well, I'm gonna pick up, I don't know if you wanna Lex, what you want to charge, but I'm going to pick up a ring of protection and up my armor to 3 instead of 1 and let me know what that would cost. And then I will adjust how much I'm willing to spend.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had a cost chart somewhere. Let me find that.
Yeah. Honestly, I would have paid for 5.5 if they simply would have put prices next to items.
Yeah, right.
Like,
preface it with, hey, you don't have to follow these, but
yeah,
we'll provide you a guide. The cloak
of protection is 500 because we bought one last time for me. So okay. I know that's what they cost.
Yeah, and we all get matching capes.
It's just based on the rarity.
On the rarity, yes.
So actually, it doesn't get more nuanced than that.
Technically, yeah, we do all have matching capes. We need to get you a matching cape.
Yes, I am missing it. I do not have a cape.
I'm capeless. So. What is legendary? What's that cost?
I'm trying to find my list.
Thousands.
That's worth asking. I just like that's what plus 3 studded leather armor is. It's legendary and quite boring at the same time.
Yeah, plus 3 is pretty high for armor in this edition.
All right. I want them to go for 2.
Well, let me find the chart. You know, I think it's actually in the player's guide I made. Guild Quartermaster Store. There we go. Well, I found a list. So
okay. Cool. What's that?
Sure, we want to spend half of our money on one person's armor.
You're not saying that. I was just sitting there going, like, what are these things?
If you want the same effect for maybe half the price, you can go for a Cloak of Protection, which is exactly the same, but it's an uncommon item.
Oh, I was going to add
already have, don't you guys all have Cloaks of Protection?
I don't
guild cloaks?
No.
I do not.
We had to buy them.
everybody has a guild cloak.
But did you specify that it was a cloak of protection or no? Or it was just like a beautiful cloak that it just belonged to?
They were all magical, I'm pretty sure. I don't remember exactly what the powers were, but...
They didn't have cloak of protection properties or I would not have bought a cloak.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Yeah,
I have a cloak of many fashions that I bought.
I have a pants of many patches.
Certain.
There you go.
Cloak of protection... Definitely just purchasing that. I'll spend the 500.
Just wants AC and saving throws. It's the same thing as the ring.
Exactly. And you can't stack them, those two together, can you?
Mm-hmm. They're different items, and they both require attunement.
Nothing that I'm attuned to.
They don't work with armor, is what you can't stack them with.
The cloak? Mm-hmm. You could.
Cloak and rings don't work with armor. Cloak of protection, ring of protection.
They should work with that. Unless we're just making that here, but they should. The one that doesn't work is braces of defense. That one has like an armor.
Well, that gives you an armor class.
Right.
Why that doesn't.
Two. Braces of defense gives you plus two to your AC when you're not wearing armor. Like it doesn't work that way. We did
get some scales from the dragon for a future set of armor. So you could commission
something. I don't know if that's something maybe Lex can expand on it if we can.
Well, I can only answer one question at a time, guys. So,
sorry. We'll get a second.
Yeah, like the scales of the red dragon. Maybe like send them to the city and get something built.
Whatever. Okay, so the ring and the cloak do stack with armor,
but they do require attunement.
They do each. Yes. Like each is a slot of attunement. Which I just saw, Lex, that our magic item, like our avatar items, don't require attunement.
They do, but they don't count towards
towards the total. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
The total three, I think, is what we get. Three, unless you're an artificer.
Sam, does Karth have anything that he's attuned to?
No.
So I'm hearing cloak of protection for you.
Yeah, yes, please. Some cloaks. Everybody get like everybody upgrade their.
You their do have the ring of dawn.
Yeah, so that does give me a plus one.
There you go. That's nice. What does it do? Ring of dawn.
A ring of gonj.
Gonj.
Make some stone.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It gives me mind shielding. So people mind can't read my brain.
Ooh, I like that.
Free action.
Which is good because, well, good for them. Because they'd be like, this MF-er doesn't know how to count.
Oh my god.
But he's casting 8th level spells.
You know how to count now. It took us 5 weeks to teach you, but you know.
This is why teaching you was so difficult. You have mind shielding on. You refuse to
learn. You know who gets you? A headband of intellect, and you're gonna be able to count.
Wait, what is my intellect at? Hold on. Pretty sure it's like none. Yeah, I have 10.
Can we get you a dunce?
You're actually exactly as smart as Wallace, so you're fine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
So the only reason you could count is because somebody taught you.
Yeah. Right.
Cool. Just rub it in. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Ben just means you're... Okay. You're not on the
simple prices.
Okay.
In AP.
I don't have legendary yet.
I used to drive the short bus.
Uncommon is 500, rare is 5,000, and very rare is 10,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Not bad.
And I don't think I have any legendaries on this list, so.
That's fine. We've come to a decision that we don't want to spend it.
I think those are 50,000.
Yeah. We're not quite there. 50,000. So what are people's armors that they are wearing slash... Because I think our wizard and our sorcerer are probably just in very nice bathrobe.
I have my fancy slacks and a open vest.
Good. Yep.
Gotta show
I have bracers of defense and a cloak of protection.
Right. I think your wall you have, I'm assuming, is... really solidly good armor already.
I am all.
Does anybody have on their character sheet that their guild cloak is magical? Because I am not seeing it in the magic items.
No, I don't have that. It was something that...
Okay, so by now they should be. So if you want to say your guild cloak is a cloak of protection, that's cool, or something of similar level.
Ooh, let's see what kind of cloaks they have.
And that, like, you don't have to pay for that.
Cool. I just made back $500.
Me too. Hold on, I'm the quartermaster tracker here. Is that for your personal
Lex?
I just did that with my own personal petty cash.
To what Manny? Yeah, I was just looking what that is. That's uncommon.
Okay.
If we want to protection, if we want to save some more funds, I can't. I'm booked up on all my attunement stuff. So if we want to say that my guild cloak is a cloak of protection, I'll donate it to Karth.
There you go.
Oh, cool.
Well, do I get a guild cloak of protection?
Yeah,
I think Karth can just have his own cloak.
Yeah, he got sent.
I just didn't know they sent it with me because it was in the bags that I thought was part of the food and supplies and apparently my clothes.
And you said
I've been wearing the same thing for the last 4 weeks.
I was going to say, and you say you're the alleged master of laundry, and you can't remember them.
I just don't know where my clothes are. I keep mine clean. You guys just don't see me at night roaming around naked while my clothes are drying.
He does laundry every night.
As I'm sitting there in the back, casting gust, trying to dry my pants.
Perpetual prestidigitation.
So cloak of protection plus one
to armor class and saving throws.
Cool. Yeah.
I haven't been adding it to saving throws.
Yeah. If you pull it from the compendium, it should add it automatically.
I didn't. I just typed it in.
I typed it in as well.
Lex.
Yeah.
I can untype the cloak of the cloaks, the magical cloaks from the guild, those are attunement, right?
Yeah, but let's not count those.
Ooh.
Okay.
How do you pull it in from the compendium?
You go into the compendium, type what you need, and then just grab the name once you like hover over it until it hyperlinks, and then hover over and drop it onto your character sheet.
Yeah. Or we'll say they're like the relics where they don't count toward the
unit.
Neat.
All right. And it should add as an item in your equipment, and then it'll add to your AC and your saving throws automatically, which is pretty cool.
Now I need to find all the fun clips.
Why did he give me plus two when it's supposed to give me plus one?
You might have something else.
No, I turned that off. Hold on. I'll figure this out.
Did you pull a second cloak?
No, I had a second cloak, but I had it turned off. Wait, now my base armor class is 14. What the heck?
Oh, nope. No.
Make sure you
now it's not.
Click the attunement button to make sure it's attuned if you're in D&D Beyond. I guess I'm trying to think. I do like the idea of us creating our red dragon armor, because that just sounds cool.
Yeah.
Walt, do you need red dragon armor? Nope.
No, I have I have very lightweight mithril heavy armor.
I think Phoebe was the one that was planning to make armor out of that.
Because
as a druid, they can use it.
I'm very happy with the armor I have.
Druid. I can't wear medium armor, I don't think, as a bard. So the scale mail, which is medium armor, would be what will come out of it.
Yeah, I don't want that. It gives me disadvantage on stealth checks and would lower my AC. So, well, shucks.
Lex, can you make dragon slaying arrows from dragon parts?
Oh,
he tried when we got them.
Yeah, I think I did try that. I don't think I did well. If I remember, the crafting check might have not done well.
Yeah,
but, you can send it to the city and have somebody in the city do it.
Right.
Yeah, someone who's actually skilled.
Or I guess what I'm wondering is if there's a way of making because what dragon scale mail does, if there's a way of making dragon scale that's not as scale mail armor, but is, you know, a light armor out of dragon parts.
Yeah.
Right? Or you could make leather armor out of it.
Leather armor, like
that's what I'm thinking.
Studded leather.
Or studded leather armor.
Yeah. And then Like, there's really the only thing that it does is this sort of central blurb about...
Blurb. Plus one to your AC, advantage against the frightful presence and the breath of dragons, and you have a resistance to fire.
Right.
Very good thing to roll up a mama dragon with her son's... Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying...
...in their body.
Can we make red dragon leather armor out of it and have a similar?
Yeah, totally.
Cool.
Yeah, it would be the same properties. It would just be the AC of leather instead, or studded leather.
Studded leather plus one, and then all the other stuff.
The other stuff.
Cool.
It's just what part of the hide you use, right? You're using some of the softer parts.
Yeah, I'll use the
belly parts.
That's fine. There we are.
there's gotta be cloaks as well, right? Like cloak of resistance or something like that, but we're already wearing cloaks.
We're already wearing cloaks.
What level of cloaks are we permitted to have? Are these guild cloaks?
Well, the cloak of protection is uncommon, but there's really not that many cloaks.
There's not.
There aren't.
Unless there are more. I just looked into DMG. There might be more in one of the other books, but there's not that many.
Something different? No. Cape?
No. Oh, yeah. Cape.
White dragon
that
cape.
That stone I gave you, Wall Takes Attunement. Can you not use it then?
You're right. I cannot use it then.
Okay. Does anybody else have a attunement slot available that wants that instead?
Oh, give it to Karth.
Sure. Karth. Yeah.
You have actually it wouldn't really be that good on me because the extra action, all I can really do is move, since all I have for weapons is a crossbow.
It gives you plus two to AC and
doubles your speed.
And you can take actions and stuff. Yeah,
you can take action, like disengage action, right?
The only thing is it requires concentration, so if a lot of your other powers require concentration, it may not be good for you.
But a lot of yours are just going to be blast, blasty McBlast Blast, right?
Well, I got my Witch Bolt. I got my
That's fair.
Banish.
Yeah.
Listen, and I got whatever I just picked up. Control.
We collectively could really use some healing potions. Like, true. we don't have any.
High level.
Yeah.
High level healing potions.
Give me some of that cherry potion.
In the fancy bottle.
Ooh.
Like a palm bottle.
Oh, you're requesting that your healing potions now be pomegranate flavored?
No, not pomegranate flavored, just in the fancy shaped bottle, because that makes that means it's better.
But, right. Yeah. It's top shelf.
Would we be able to afford a rare item? So I was thinking to get her an elven chain, which is medium armor, but you are considered proficient with this armor even if you lack proficiency with medium armor. So that would get her, and it doesn't give her a disadvantage, so it'll give her 15. It is a plus one, so 16 in the cloak, 17 armor instead of, you know, 14 or whatever she's got right now.
Just for our little fairy friend?
For me.
For you. Oh, for you. You're on 14.
Or 15. It was 15 before the cloak, and now it's 16.
Oh, okay.
Then, this will bring it up to the next one, which, I don't know.
You really have been sort of existing on a lot of, no, don't hit me.
Yeah, that's why she focuses on beguiling and getting and incapacitating the enemy so that she doesn't get touched.
It did work last time. That last battle, the amount of demons that just decided to fall out of the sky was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'm even like, my original thought with the cloaks was that they would do more than one thing.
Like a little bit evolve with us or something.
Yeah, but I mean, I just looked in Xanathar's and Tasha's. I'm not seeing any cloaks in those. And then the DMG, I mean, you've got Cloak of Elvenkind, which is cool. Cloak of Invisibility, which is legendary.
Legendary, yeah.
Cloak of Displacement.
Yeah.
That's a cool one.
Yeah.
Cloak of the Montabaur, isn't there that one?
Allows you to teleport. The cape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That allows you to teleport or if you can cast the blink spell.
Yeah.
I had that with a rogue once that wasn't the really abused it. It was great.
Cloak of billowing.
Oh, a cloak of billowing is pretty epic.
Yeah. Legendary.
Legendary billow. It just sort of flaps in the wind.
Adds plus five to your charisma.
not your charisma, just looking cool.
Yeah.
The skill looking cool.
I want to roll to look cool.
And do your rings do anything?
Maybe she can get a ring.
No,
I don't know if I have
rings.
We have rings.
You guys all have guild rings, remember? Oh. Did they not do anything?
I have that too. I guess that was it's in the pocket of the cape that shouldn't even have a pocket, because
this is the problem when we take a break for years. I had all these pans on the fire that I forgot about.
I don't have a ring in my inventory, and I'm usually very good about
I've got my ring of Ganj.
So I either didn't give them to you, or I did and they didn't do anything.
I think we kind of ended quickly when we got back from Dianara's rest. We got Rose, we had the quick chat with the guild, we became guild members, and then that's when we took our hiatus, I think.
Yeah, pretty much. So, it's possible that all of us didn't notice that there's a pocket in the cloak that holds a ring.
I'm the first one that's like, oh, hey, let's...
Yeah. Okay, I remember now. So when you guys were inducted into the guild, that's when you got your cloaks, and then the rings are something you actually get later, like when you're kind of higher up in the guild. So if someone goes to the guild quartermaster to get something, they could probably come back with everybody's rings, because you guys would all definitely, you know, be worthy of them by this point.
Avatars of the gods.
Is it magical? Like, does it do anything, those rings?
Yeah, I was thinking that, like, kind of the base would be like a ring of protection, unless someone wanted something different.
No, I'm good with that.
Or something
it's negotiable. Because the rings also, I was thinking they would do more than one thing, but... And they, like the cloaks, would not count against your attunement. Mm. Oh, they're like bonus.
Ooh. Wow.
But the rings get, there aren't that many rings that aren't like legendary, right?
Yeah,
there's some rare ones. Like if you do resistance, then you can get the whole thing of resistance is like acid, cold, fire, force, etc.
There's a lot of those. Ring of free action?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rare.
I love that one.
That's so ring of protection is rare. Ring of protection is rare, so if everyone wants a rare ring, your guild ring could be that.
Okay.
So it could be protection, or it could be something else.
Solid, I think.
Let's see. Ring of evasion is rare. Ring of feather falling is rare. Ring of free action is rare. Ring of protection, ring of resistance, ring of spell storing, ring of the ram.
Ooh, ring of
X-ray vision.
Yeah, the ring of rolling rings.
Yeah, so everybody gets a cloak and a ring from the guild.
Ring of feather falling. That one's good as well.
And those do not count towards your attunement limit.
See? Aren't we glad we mentioned shopping sprees?
Yeah. Like I said, there's a time set aside for this later, but...
Right.
But better sooner than later, because maybe I wouldn't have remembered or realized that you guys didn't have this stuff. Because I thought you guys had the rings. I forgot that I hadn't given them to you yet. Ah. And also, like... I think maybe Brett said, you guys haven't gotten any real treasure since you left Avernus. Like, that was the last time you guys got any real treasure of any kind.
We did get an entire library, but...
Yeah, that is true.
Yes.
Oh, I take that back.
Other things.
I got a flashy diadem.
Mm-hmm. We're not so mercenary.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're saving the world. We're not in it.
I like my players. They're like, you're saving the world. They put a lot of resources into you guys. Yeah, but like, these dungeons are so empty. Well, there's a reason. These dungeons don't have all this treasure waiting for us to plunder. These dragons are lacking that very, you know, quintessential hoard. We're doing
dragons.
Yeah, we're doing tyranny of dragon. Basically, every horde that a dragon would have, they're just being sent over to Tiamat to summon her. So they're pretty lacking in that department.
Yeah, you guys do know of a dragon with a horde. If you want more loot,
we want to get there. Yeah.
Go take a detour.
Address to our doom.
Let's go shopping.
And the world doesn't get saved.
That's right.
We got a fancy new pair of boots. Yeah, so like, sorry, what would a dragon, studded dragon leather armor, what would that cost? If we provide the dragon parts.
There you go.
So yeah, it'd be what, like half? Does that sound?
Yeah, okay.
Reasonable.
Sure. It's very rare.
So that would be
$5,000?
$5,000.
All right.
And then, yeah, it'll do all the things of the dragon scale just with the other armor class.
And with one dragon, how many can we make? One adult dragon. Right? Is adult, right?
Yeah.
An adult dragon, yeah.
Yeah. You might be able to get 2 suits out of it.
Yeah.
That's the only people, right? Like, can a sorcerer wear armor anyway? I can't.
Not usually.
I cannot.
No.
Usually.
Yeah. So, yeah, Larissa and Quincy get dragon armor.
I already have the designs.
Yeah, you can create the mock-up for the.
Can you imagine though, going into the Fire Under the Mountains lair, two of you wearing one of her children?
Yeah, you're gonna get extra roasted.
Yeah. Good thing you have that resistance to fire.
She can smell you from extra far away because you smell like her dead child.
Yeah. How much resistance do you have to teeth?
Sudden leather armor is 12 plus 1. So,
yeah, there much. You go.
Plus the
there
2.
Oh my gosh. So just out of curiosity's sake, who is going on the shopping trip to Alondria? Larissa and Fear? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I gotta keep Larissa in check. I can't trust her with the point.
I guess we will go
because credit card.
Yeah, you cannot take out any credit cards in the name of our LLC. No.
I guess Quincy will go, as I assume dragon leather armor needs to be like bespoke.
Yeah, and that is something. So the dragon armor will be something you'll pick up later.
Yeah.
Because it'll take them some time to. Which actually, yeah. I guess that could all happen during this 5 weeks.
Can they make me a nice shirt out of the skin from like the wings? Like the thin skin. That wouldn't be leather, but it. And it wouldn't be useful for anything. It would just be
this flavor,
really gross, probably. Yeah. But still.
Well, there's like cloaks of resistance.
I don't want that. I just want to be wearing it. I just want to wear the dragon.
You can have a dragon shirt.
Yay!
Yeah.
Well, and he's already got a cloak too. So
gonna be a midriff bearing crop top, and I'm gonna have the vest over it.
Nice,
a dragon crop top.
Yep.
Or you can make booties of the feet, the boots.
You've got your own little dragon feet.
How about this? So the rings can be any rare ring that you want.
Mm-hmm.
The cloaks. How about if the cloaks are cloak of protection plus resistance, and you get to pick what resistance you get from the list?
Well,
how's that sound?
Say less.
I like that.
I was gonna say Manny just figured out he was resistant to almost everything. Right.
Well, I can cast
the spell. Yes.
Right. But the spell also was like you choose one resistance out of all of those. So this is good. I am currently resistant to fire, cold, poison. What do we think we're going to encounter?
Necrotic or can you repeat that, Lex? I didn't have my notes ready. It's a guild ring with one type of resistance plus one armor.
This is the cloak.
The cloak is protection plus one type of resistance.
Okay, plus one resistance. And then what was the other thing?
The ring is any rare ring. So the default is a ring of protection, but there are a few different rare rings if someone wants something different.
And do either of those count against the attunement limit?
No, those are both freebies.
Okay.
Nice.
Because you guys are avatars.
Yeah.
You're special.
We are most special.
I sent my sister a screenshot of my calendar and it said like Blood of the Avatars and she's like, what the fuck are you doing tomorrow?
Oh, that's my satanic ritual I do every Monday. Don't worry about that.
Are the resistances on the character sheet? Because I can't seem to find anything listed.
You will put it under other proficiencies and languages, and you would just put other and then put resistance. Like so.
Gotcha. Yeah, I have language. I am resistant to language. Whoops.
Can't speak.
Necrotic? That feels like one that I wouldn't like.
Yeah, but are we expecting to see necrotic things?
What's the shadow guy? What's his deal? That's probably
pretty necrotic, you know?
Yeah, that seems
psychic. Necrotic.
The Nightcrawler or whatever.
Didn't you actually know about it, somebody? Like,
I wrote a Nat 20 on it, so...
There you go, so you should know this.
I'm pretty sure I did, if memory serves, where I just, like, got lucky.
Just off the name, I think necrotic should be the choice here. Knight.
Yeah. It's because it's a knight fiend, right?
Which book has all the rings in it?
The DMG.
It does have, okay.
He said any ring of rare type.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is a question for him when he returns. Do we have a limit as to the source of this? Normally, I tell my players anything that is published by Wizards, but BRB, I need to let the dog in.
I would assume that he's not going to let there be like any... anything on the Dungeon Masters Guild or whatever they call it, anything on DriveThruRPG is a-okay. Seems probably not right. Oh, I guess modifier subtypes for resistance. You do have other options that include, you know, bludgeoning, slashing, and piercing. But I have a feeling that's not what Lex means.
Right.
For the resistance, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at, like, because I've just created it in D&D Beyond as a custom item, and so you can have things like resistance to damage from spells.
Oh, yeah. The damage types for those rings specific are 10 of them. Acid, cold, fire, force, lightning, necrotic, poison, psychic, radiant, thunder.
Yeah.
And they have a fancy gem that comes with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just going to give myself resistance to necrotic.
So you have a jet gem on your ring.
Mm. Oh, no, this is the cloak. Isn't it?
Never mind. No, this is the cloak. You're right.
Yeah, so the cloak is a little black. It has like a black trim around it.
Yeah, same with mine. I took the necrotic.
Yeah. All right.
Lex, I was asking... Any WotC published source for these items or just the DMG?
Yeah, anything's fine.
How about this Stonky's ring?
Sure, what's it do?
While wearing this ring, you could cast the telekinesis spell at will, but you could target only objects that aren't being worn or carried. Any character who attunes to the ring gains control of Stonky's creations, though the skitter widgets ignore commands spoken more than 30 feet away. This is a very specific item.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's more like telekinesis at will. Let me see. It's it doesn't even, it's a fifth level spell. It doesn't even give me a rarity for the item. Let me see what it says on the book.
Yeah, but like the telekinesis at will that isn't able to affect something that's worn or carried by another person really limits, like, no, yeah, out something from somebody's inventory, no taking their weapon out of their hands. That's all right. The cool Jedi tricks, other than, you know, getting something from the other side of the room without having to stand up out of the couch. Which, don't get me wrong, if I was a Jedi, that would be mostly what I was doing, is going for the remote when it's on the other side of the couch and I don't want to move.
Yeah. It takes half of the telekinesis thing where you can't affect a creature. But you can affect items. Just basically just bringing items to you at will. Which I don't think Larissa would mind that either, but...
Sorry, and the Guild Ring is just a ring of protection, of a rare ring that doesn't require attunement, right?
Correct.
Cool.
Well, it does, but it doesn't count against the limit.
Okay, so...
So no one can pick up your ring and just immediately use it, but it is...
Right.
For the... Because it's, like, crafted for us.
Not using your magical energy.
Yeah. So, because I can't, there isn't an option in the D&D Beyond Create a Magic Item that says that an item requires attunement but does not count towards your...
Yeah, just say it doesn't.
Because of Wall's scabbard, I found a way to deactivate that or to bypass it. So,
yeah, there's a button that just says requires attunement. You can click it off after
I get it.
So that's easy, but there wasn't an option that said requires attunement but does not count. Which is a real specific lexism.
Yeah. Well, and I kicked around with the idea of just increasing the attunement limit just across the board.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I decided to do this instead. Yeah. Just so in future campaigns, I don't have to do it if I don't want to. Be like, no, those characters were special.
Yeah.
Well, when you guys make your shopping trip, the quartermaster, which I'm blanking on his name, he sends you back with some potions.
Oh, thank you.
So he gives you 10 superior healing potions and 5 supreme healing potions.
Ooh, baby.
Wow.
Do we have any cool 5th level spells? We want to maybe use a ring of spell storing.
Oh, I didn't think of that. I don't think I can. You guys can. My spells come differently.
Well, where in there you have advantage on saving throws against any spell that targets you only. Yeah, I'm thinking this. No, this is not the one. That's spell turning. The ring can store up to 5 levels worth of spells at a time. Any creature can cast a spell of 1st through 5th level into the ring by touching the ring.
That's the same as that stone we already have, if you'd rather use that, I think. Actually, that's only 3rd levels. Never mind.
So that would be an option there.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you guys each got 2 superior potions and 1 supreme.
Oh, shit. Let me put it down. That's
how that works out. Unless Larissa just keeps them all. But...
Right.
I'm with her. Nana.
The intent was to divvy them out. That's what the quartermaster intended.
Don't tell the others. It's fine.
All right.
Bad girl.
What are they again? I'm sorry.
2 of the superior and 1 of the supreme. You probably want to know what the thing is, right?
Are we talking like Diana Ross or?
Yes, indeed. Superior healing is 8d4 plus 8. And then the other one is 10d4 plus 20.
Dang.
Supreme.
Yes.
It is supreme, indeed.
That tracks now that we have higher.
What did you say the superior was?
Superior 8d4 plus 8. Supreme.
You know,
10d4 plus 20.
I'm going to have a slight. 10d4 is an obnoxious number of d4s. Right?
I'm like, it doesn't seem very supreme. Like,
no, that's
got to roll all these dinky four sided.
Yeah.
It's not an annoying amount of d4s to just own.
I think buy this from like some other from Dimension 20. It's like, take your kids to send your kids to daycare kind of thing when we're at the table and we don't have enough of one die. We just share each other's die. It's like, yes. Does anybody have a D8 that I can share here? Take my kid.
Like, even if you have two sets of dice, each of them have a D4, you have to have five players, I guess, for there to be.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a typical number.
Yeah, it's a typical
number. Like, they're in cahoots with the dice manufacturers.
Yeah. Right.
You got to find something to do with those caltrops. Otherwise,
they're dangerous, man.
Yeah, they are. They're worse than Legos.
They are worse than Legos.
So I should have someone in the guild invent even better healing potions that use D6s.
Oh. Or like 5D8 instead of 10D4.
Yeah.
I think that's close to the same.
Well, it does increase the minimum, though.
Yeah, if the minimum is just 5, right, instead of 10.
Right.
I guess that does.
You know?
I guess it does. Like
the Supreme, your minimum is 30, which is...
Yeah, that's a lot of healing.
You know what? For homebrew...
The damages aren't the same.
No. I would think that you would be able to up the die based on the level of whoever's making it, based on
right,
like, you know, the healing spells. Yeah, if there's like a master alchemist that's making this, then it should be like a 5d8.
Oh, maybe that's where it's coming, because like the cure spells are d8s, right? Sure. So the potions are like half strength, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. That tracks. Because you also don't want the potion to be.
And you can make one, like, if you have like the healer's kit and the resources, you can like make one every day, like a healing potion, like a normal healing potion.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, my AC's gone up by 2 points thanks to this.
Yeah.
I'm really glad we did this, because every time we get into combat, I'm like, man, some of you guys have painfully low 8
armor classes.
It's still only 2v1.
I finally took mage armor.
Why do you think I was hiding every time we went into combat?
Yeah, that should be a good thing for you, Lex.
Mage armor after being tamed.
Let's see. I also have like a couple of resistances, which is nice. So.
Greg, did you say you put the Cloak of Protection in your... did you create it as a homebrew to add the resistance? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just created it as a homebrew.
Is it too smart to let you wear two cloaks?
good point.
Yeah, it probably is too smart to let you wear two cloaks. Yeah,
because that's another way. You could just do the two separate cloaks, but...
Oh, because now I have resistance to fire, necrotic, and poison. That's helpful. We came to a decision that necrotic is probably something that you'll throw at us more. Although when I went through, I was just saying, I was going through and creating the item, and in the homebrew section of D&D Beyond, it lets you do resistance to, like, pretty much anything. So, like, there's resistance to spell damage or resistance to physical damage. And I was like, I really don't think that's what Lex was going to get.
Right.
I guess there's also just resistance all is one of the options, so you can just give yourself resistance to literally everything.
Nice.
Yeah, that's not fun. Especially the resistance being like a flat half. Like, resistance is pretty powerful.
Here is something from Fizzbands that we could maybe make, but we're not monks. +2 dragon hide belt. Gives you a +2 to the DC of your key features.
I don't believe in that.
You don't believe in monks?
I don't believe
in your key. It can't hurt me.
No, key's fine. I don't believe in the entire concept of a monk.
Oh.
They move too fast.
I think the whole monk thing is problematic for a lot of reasons.
I think it kind of is.
Some mechanical, some cultural, some thematic.
Yeah.
You mean I can't have guns in my D&D play game?
I think, I know, Pathfinder has a gunslinger class, which is kind of like, you're just good at shooting people, and I'm just kind of I'm not really excited about that in my fantasy.
Yeah, if we want that, let's play that kind of, let's play an Old West game or something.
And I'm like, although they also have an inventor, which allows you to, build a little, robot creature that comes around with you, and that's kind of cool. So, a little clockwork, familiar combat thing. Or you can make Iron Man, which is clockwork with super, silly armor. And that's a little more fun. I just think the actual, I don't know, I walk around and I shoot you in the face. It's like, oh, okay, that's not terribly interesting into my fantasy world. So,
well, and just, historically, once guns were invented, that was the end of castles and armor and, all of the trappings of fantasy role playing.
there was a couple 100 years in the middle there, but yeah. because a gun was invented as in a single shot musket, which was still pretty terrible.
Yeah.
So,
but armor didn't help you.
It really didn't.
If anything, it was a hindrance because you couldn't get behind that tree fast enough.
Sure, yeah. It's actually funny if you look at because the gun really came into its thing right before World War I. World War I is when some people went, oh, we can have a gun that shoots many times. That's when the machine gun showed up.
Yeah.
And so you'll see armor that exists for French soldiers as they go onto the battlefield at the beginning of World War I. And they still have their plumes of feathers and white gloves and things like this. And then the armor they have at the end of World War I, which is just pure militaristic, the evolution of armor in 4 years was nuts when they went charging in on horseback against a machine gun and went, oh, so this doesn't work.
Does it work? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
There's a movie, was it The Seventh Samurai, where you have all these badass samurai? And they're riding against this group that has Gatling guns, and they just mow them down. And I don't remember what movie that was, but it was really wow. It's you could be the best swordsman on the planet, but if your opponent has a machine gun, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it was The Last Samurai.
The Last Samurai.
That
was brutal.
Yeah.
When I did my basic training, I remember one of the people I was there with was when are we going to learn how to use bayonets? And the instructor at the time was I'm giving you an assault rifle. If they get within bayonet range, you deserve to die. Here's an M16. When do I get to use the stabby part? No,
Do they use bayonets still on modern rifles and whatnot?
Yeah, there are still for certain circumstances.
Okay. But yeah, it kind of seems
for very specific people doing very specific things.
Yeah.
They're Teflon coated so that they slip in and out quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're quiet, right? If you're trying to be stealthy.
Exactly.
That could be a use case, I suppose.
Yeah. But
of course, at that point, maybe you'd rather have a knife or something.
Yeah, which you probably do have. So, yeah.
Okay, so I got I'm going to name it the Guild Ring of Spell Storing.
There you go.
The Guild Ring of Spell Storing. Ooh.
And way back when, you guys came up with the colors for your guild cloaks and stuff. I don't know.
I think it's got to be written down somewhere.
If anyone remembers what they were.
I just wrote, we did it in the guild colors, and it doesn't actually say what they were.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't. I thought you did, but maybe not.
It also says, and rings, unsure what they...
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, just kicked that can down the road, didn't you?
And the quartermaster's name is Jaden Tall.
There we go.
Good old Jaden. Larissa tried to charm him, but she failed.
I did.
I was going through my items, and I have Zariel's feather, and the description for it is, hold aloft and say Zariel's name, and she will, and then I just stopped taking notes.
Find it in the notes somewhere.
We also have a ring of Zariel that we don't know anything about, except that it magically resizes to fit you.
Oh,
wait, is that the one that has like the angry dude in it?
No,
we gave that one to the dryad because that was her husband.
Yes,
right, yeah.
Well, that was in the module, so I could find out what those do. Or probably just ask Google, that'd be easier. Oh, well, maybe not. I'm finding a bunch of homebrew stuff. Oh, hang on, I still got that book. I'll go get it.
Oh, I do have six. I was like, I have cash, but I have 600 gold pieces worth of diamonds for very specific purposes. So,
bringing me back from the dead, correct?
Right. Yes. It's to,
from when the first enemy decides to actually hit me.
Well, what's Wall's AC?
30?
It's now 24, and I haven't applied the ring yet.
Oh, so it'll be 25?
So it'll probably be 25 unless I find a different ring, yeah.
Nice.
I am at a respectable 18.
I got to 21. I'm pretty happy with 21, to be honest. For light armor, that's not bad.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I'm at 17 when I cast Mage Armor.
Okay, that's solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's not applying.
I'm more of a like medium line bow user, so yeah. Wait, no, I can be effective at 600 feet. My AC shouldn't matter.
If there's a way I could increase my dexterity, then that would increase my armor class.
Mm.
There's an iron stone of dexterity, I think, but I think it's very pricey.
Yeah, there's the. What's the Delta Giant Strength equivalent for dexterity?
Oh, gloves. Gloves of dexterity is a thing.
There you are.
But they are fingerless gloves. So, you know, you just have to deal with that. Makes sense.
It is the Iron Stone of Agility. Gives your dexterity score +2 to a maximum of 20 while the sphere orbits your head. But it is a very rare item, so I don't think we're going to spend that much money.
Buy 4 of the Intelligence Stones to make it so I can count to 20.
There are the books too. I think those are legendary.
The manuals, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Manual of Quickness of Action. I think this is the one.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
Exercises. Well, actually, it's a very rare item too.
Oh, very rare. Oh, okay.
Depends on the book, I think. Maybe. Nope. They're all very rare.
Sweet.
That kind of makes sense. Like, you're just giving yourself a stat boost.
Yeah. And they take a while to study or whatever.
Yeah, 6 days. 48. You spent 48 hours over a period of 6 days or fewer studying the book's contents and practicing its guidelines.
Yeah. Oh, it's a maximum of 30, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Because, well, 30 is the very maximum that any character could have. And this one doesn't have a stopper on the disclaimers. So you could use it over and over, but it takes a century for it to regain this ability again.
Oh, wait.
It's a one shot.
Yeah.
Yep.
You do it, and then you wait 100 years, and then you use it again. So if we were all turned to elves, we could, you know, for a very long time just... wait out the end of the world until we could use these tomes over again. Get all of our good stuff to level 30.
I think that would just start breaking things in a way that wouldn't be fun.
Oh yeah.
Like my plus to hit is already pretty good. Like I've got a plus 13 to hit. That's fairly solid. That would put it at a plus 18 to hit. That would mean that I would hit almost anything as long as I rolled.
Not a one.
Yeah. Like, you know, I get hit wall 75% of the time.
What's the hit? What's the to hit?
Well, on that, it would be a plus 18.
Yeah, you can almost hit me.
Almost hit you. Yeah.
Did your armor class just go up more, Wall?
Yeah, I'm working on it. I think it's going to go up. Right now, it's 24. So I'm debating what to do with the ring.
You can get it to 25.
If it's a ring of protection, then it goes to 25. Yeah. But we'll see.
He's just a whole dragon. Give him legendary.
I just am a wall. Nope. It's just the psychic spells that are going to do me.
Well, is this what you expected us to do tonight, Lex?
Yeah. No, actually, but that's okay.
There was one other thing that I wanted to do while Fear and Larissa are off shopping.
Yeah.
And just for that 5 weeks, every night I'm going to pray to Alondra, as I always do, but also pray to my mom and try to get her to interact with me in the dream realm like she did at Dianara's Rest.
Okay. Well, after a few, a couple nights of that, she appears in one of your dreams.
Oh, that's super sweet.
Oh, Mom.
Oh, I want to fill her in on what we're doing and ask her. I tell her basically I'm lost. I don't know. Once we get there, I don't know how we're going to fix this, how we're supposed to fix this, repair whatever's been broken. Is there any kind of guidance she or Alondra can give us to mend what has happened? Because I think we're going into this more blind than we're willing to admit.
She thinks for a moment and she says, I think that once you enter the Axis, you will know what to do. The Axis is, I don't want to say it's intelligent because that would give you the wrong idea, but it does have an intelligence to it, I guess. I don't know how else to say it. It will know what to do even if you don't.
Have you been there before?
I haven't. I know only the legends, but the gods in creating it, they created something that's not quite sentient, but it does have a purpose to it. I do know that you will be given a choice, that even if you succeed and even if you get into the Axis, there's more than one path forward from there, and you will choose what that path is.
I can't remember now, probably because I'm dreaming and I don't have access to all my memories, but...
you don't have your notes.
I don't have my notes. I can't remember if it was Ito's notes or somebody else had told us, or if you'd told us, that what we're about to do is going to require a sacrifice of some kind.
Yes, actually the angel told you that.
The angel did, okay.
In order to get in, you have to sacrifice something.
That was Ganja's angel.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah, the one that's with you. But that's all. He doesn't know what it is, but that it requires some kind of sacrifice to open its entrance or whatever.
Okay.
You ask her about that?
Yeah.
She kind of smiles, kind of laughs a little at that, and she says, yeah, actually, I happen to know that Alondra had a bit to do with that. That and a few of the other gods that can be a bit tricksome. She says, I can tell you that the sacrifice is to the gods, specifically to the god that you follow. Okay. It should be something appropriate to that. She says, I wouldn't worry too much about it. It's just a failsafe to prevent the unworthy from entering. She says, you and your companions, by nature of what you are worthy. So I don't know for sure exactly how it works, but I think that if you make any sacrifice that would be appropriate to the gods, that will be enough. It doesn't have to be, something major.
Okay.
And you, as a paladin, you probably know, or you would know, like what people would sacrifice to Alondra, for instance.
Goat child.
Yeah.
Okay. Depending on what you're asking for.
Firstborn, doesn't matter whose.
Yeah,
that's right. I mean, we are in the city if you are in the market for firstborns.
Oh, yeah, no. Being the god of knowledge, that it's kind of unusual, but one thing that's considered a sacrifice in the Church of Alondra is teaching someone something. It's a sacrifice of your time.
Oh, okay.
Hey! But,
What?
That's what we've been doing for 5 years. That is a big sacrifice.
It doesn't give a fuck about that, but
yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's the wrong sacrifice to the wrong deity. Cool. Okay.
But yeah, right. She says, you know, your friend from Ganj, I'm sure he wasn't trying to mislead you or anything, but I think he made it sound worse than it is. I don't think it will be a hurdle to you and your companions, being that you are true avatars.
That's good to know. Okay.
Was there anything else you wanted to talk to her about?
No, that was pretty much it. Catch her up on what we're doing. Let her know where we are and that we're trying to follow our path.
Oh, she says, I do have a message for you, actually, since you summoned me.
From Ido?
Yes. How did you know?
Because I've been wondering where they are, where they wound up, if they did sacrifice themselves into the volcano, or if something happened to them. What happened?
Yes, Ido threw themselves into the volcano. They are now with Alondra, but they wanted me to thank you for what you've done and to say that they are watching.
Thank you. Yeah. During the course of all this, then after these dreams, I will let everybody know that Ido has actually passed on, and that is not whoever got yanked. If the scenario is that the baddie that's chasing us yanked somebody, it wasn't Ido. Because I know we were playing with that idea.
I forgot about that. But yeah.
So that's good info.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd actually totally forgot that was one of your guys' theories.
Okay.
Interest free loan, Manny.
Oh, no.
Your limit is significantly less than that.
Has your credit score changed since your alignment issues?
Lawful evil.
And is it for better or worse?
Higher.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely higher. I was thinking, can we sell any of our items? Because I have a rare item that if I were to like sell this glamored studded leather armor back, I could make some money back for it. I'm thinking,
if it's the same rarity, you could just trade it. Oh. He'll trade it with you.
Can I trade? Well, is he a good tattoo artist? Because can you trade a tattoo for an item? It's the same rarity, actually.
I mean, he can get you in touch with someone that can do the tattoo. Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't be him, but.
So I want to get this barrier tattoo, which is a medium tattoo.
Where are you getting it?
On my back.
Is it a tramp stamp?
No, it's okay.
You know, I learned that. Was it you, Manny, that said that? I didn't know what that was. I had to look it up. So now,
a tramp stamp.
Listen, your life is Lex.
I love that.
I've never heard that term.
Wow. All about learning. Because the players always say, you know what, you throw a lot of big words out there, and I just like, you know, I love coming to them because I learned some other things. Because I say edifice.
Lex is too much of a feminist to know what a tramp stamp is.
Thank you. Wow.
Bravo.
I would definitely never use that term other than in a joking way.
So basically, while I'm not wearing armor, the tattoo grants me a plus 15 to my a 15 armor class plus my dexterity maximum of plus 2, which, you know, I don't have more than plus 2 in my dex, which will bring me to 17 plus the cloak of protection 18.
See, we're kind of ring. Oh, you did your ring spell sword. So you get yourself 18.
And if we're doing a one-to-one item, so I can give up the item for this tattoo and then spend 5,000 for the braces of defense. Now I'm not wearing armor. I can get it up to 20.
The rules, boys.
So we found our new sub tank.
Yeah.
If I'm allowed to do all of those exchanges, then that's what Larissa will get down to.
Sure.
on her time over there, just getting a fresh tattoo, not a tramp stamp.
No butterflies.
Well, it could be a butterfly, but not down there. Or maybe.
And leave that hanging.
Yeah.
If not there, then where?
Let's see. It is a medium-sized tattoo.
A medium-sized tattoo. You're going to run out of places that can be put. That's like a...
Is that like a sleeve?
Sleeve?
Is that a medium? Or
you're the back of your calf? Like your calf?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Your face.
No. Or your back? Or
your back?
Yeah, I was thinking like the my back at the top. Where I can just wear like low cut dresses in the back and you could just see it.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a tramp stamp that got higher.
Elevated tramp stamp.
Yeah. And the cut goes all the way down to the waist where like there's more the farther down you go, but you know.
Everybody just has to wonder what the rest of it looks like, right? Right.
So what did you trade for this? Your dragon armor?
My glamored studded leather armor.
Larissa's like, you gotta buy me dinner if you want to see the rest of it. So actually, for fun, let's say your magical tattoo artist is actually Druinda. So you get tattooed by a blind woman.
By a blind, yeah. And we guys know who she is, right?
Right. So yeah. She's only blind in her human form, and she still has blind sight. So it'll look good.
But who's Druinda?
She's the dragon, right?
Yeah. She was your guys' mentor at the very beginning.
We have to rewind because I did not catch that she was a dragon, but I knew she was our mentor person that got us into the guild.
Yeah.
Am I mistaking that? I thought she was a dragon.
No, she is a dragon.
Oh, okay.
And she was one of the founders of the guild.
Right.
In her dragon form.
So is it a tattoo? Like, what's the tattoo of?
Oh, yeah, dragon, no?
Oh, the dragon? That's like, cool.
It's like snaking down the back.
It's a life-size tattoo of your friend. Your little...
girl with the dragon tattoo?
Yes, you are the girl with the dragon tattoo?
Yeah, I am the girl with the dragon tattoo.
That's okay. You'll do really well in some markets.
I'm subtitling our episode today, the shopping montage, aka the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah, girl with the dragon tattoo.
Perfect.
How I got higher armor class in the tank wearing only a ring, a bracelet, and nothing else.
That's right. So she could actually go to battle in her birthday suit. That's all she wanted at the end of the day.
That's probably at least another plus one AC for distraction.
Yes.
Yes.
It's distracting.
I'm a wizard with 20 constitution, so I have like a crazy amount of hit points.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We all have pretty crazy constitution because we got that.
Really generous. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Max wants to have a superhero battle.
Max, I was like, Max, Constitution? Yes, thank you.
Well, that's just so I don't have to feel bad throwing everything in the book at you.
You know what? And that is exactly what I tell my players all the time. So I let them have like a feat in addition to their ASIs every time that they get an ASI. Cool. The feat is like story driven. So, you know, just explain what your character has been doing to gain such a feat at that point. But it's like, I said, whatever dragons you see on that book, whatever actual monsters are on the monster manual, that's not actually what you're fighting, because they have like I can you know, they have a little spectrum bar where I could just either increase AC or HP or give them magic items and all this kind of stuff, because you guys are much stronger than you will be at this level.
The dragons all have wish.
ancient dragons at like level 13, so.
Well, what you like about that is, like, the feats in 5e are kind of weird, because there's like three or four of them that seem to be taken a lot, and then there's basically none that are, like, the rest of them are almost never taken, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
cool, I take Warcaster. Why? Because, you know, I need to. And then, it's because there's a bunch of, like, interesting feats that exist, but they're, like, almost, the ASI is almost always better to take.
Yeah,
I usually try to take shitty feats because I think they're more, it's more interesting to be challenged. Like Lex is always trying to give me better stuff, and I'm like, no, I'm going to take the dumb pipe of smoke flowers or whatever.
The problem that I have with that is that, like, if you're, I always recommend to my player, like, take whatever you want that's fun, but don't take anything that's going to make the, like, you'll have a significantly worse to hit on the thing that you do all the time. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to, like, buff your intelligence. Yeah.
You're like, ah, oh, cool. Yeah, I'm a fighter who has a +3 to hit at level 15. You're like, okay. Yeah.
No, for sure. I want to be a competent wizard, but I don't need to be, like, a superhero. Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for episode 312 of Game Master's Journey. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate you tagging along for our adventure in the world of Primordia. If you would like to reach me, you can email me at gamemastersjourney@gmail.com. You can follow me on Blue Sky at Lex Starwalker, and you can call my voicemail. Leave a message, 951-GMJ-LEX-1. That's 951-465-5391. You can also join our community on Discord, and you can find the link to join in the show notes on my website at lexstarwalker.com/GMJ. And you can also find the contact information that I mentioned, as well as other information in the show notes. And yeah, it occurs to me, I haven't mentioned this, I don't think, in a while. So for anyone who is maybe a bit newer to this, and just discovering this, which I should probably say this at the beginning of the episode, but if you go to the show notes for this or any of the actual play episodes, I have in the show notes all of the actual play episodes linked, so that you can find them and you know, find what you're looking for. So you can check that out at lexstarwalker.com as well. And finally, you can visit my support page at lexstarwalker.com/support if you'd like to support this podcast and what I'm doing. And there are quite a few options there and some deals I've got for you, ways that you can help me out and help support the show. So once again, thank you for tuning in. And I hope that you have a chance to play your favorite RPG this week. I hope you have a chance to run your favorite RPG. I'll be back soon with another episode of Game Master's Journey. Until then, game on.
This has been a Starwalker Studios production, your source for quality gaming and hobby podcasts.
This episode's music, courtesy of Cloudwalker, Transboy, Renfield, Stanko, and Ish. See the show notes for more details at starwalkerstudios.com/gamemastersjourney.